Welcome to our expanded audio coverage of the 33rd Annual Sun and Fun Fly-In 2007 in Lakeland, Florida. Brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now at Oregon Aero. Well, it's been an exhilarating week so far for the AvWeb News team in Lakeland, Florida. They're in force to cover the event for you. And today, Russ Niles caught up with Jim Bass, CEO of Piper, who has a new hobby.
Tell us what you're doing in your spare time, Jim.
Well, I think I've caught the bug, and I'm learning how to fly, and I'm training on a Piper Warrior. And I like to tell people who watch me get into the plane that it's part of my job, but it's actually more part of my passion. It's just an absolutely exciting, wonderful time, and I feel really, really humbled by being able to have the opportunity to learn how to fly in my position.
You were telling me you've got about 25 hours, and you're about to have your unforgettable experience.
Well, I'm pretty close to soloing, and it's something that people tell me is something you never forget and will remember for the rest of your life, and I'm pretty excited about the solo coming up, and feel that I'm ready, and think that it'll be just part of my progression as a pilot, and hopefully work towards getting my pilot's license.
What's your favorite part of flight?
My instructor has taken me through so many different aspects of flight, but I really enjoyed the sliding turn, where I actually am able to rotate the plane by just slipping into sliding into a turn as opposed to a normal bank. I've also used a similar maneuver to slow the aircraft down if I was making an approach and going a little too fast. And I think that learning that technique gives me a sense for how agile, but at the same time, how user-friendly the plane is. The other thing that we've done a number of times is stalls and how to pull out of a stall. And that's something I've enjoyed doing because I can really feel how, at least for the Piper Warrior, how difficult a plane it is to stall due to its large wing surface, but how controllable it is as long as you're thinking a little bit ahead of the plane.
Everybody has challenges learning to fly. What are your challenges so far? What's given you the trouble?
The biggest trouble for me flying is simply time. I want to have more time in terms of practicing and learning my skill as a pilot, and my schedule has prevented me from doing it on a frequent and regular basis. While I have 25 hours, they're spread over many months, and it's just because of my business schedule. If I had, I think, a more regular flying lessons, I would be my skill level would be better. And I really the thing that I get out of this is that people in our industry, they may have their pilot's license, but currency is really critical. And I think that people who do this for pleasure, sport, or even business need to remember that they always must remain current. And to do that, they have to do it often and regularly, and not to lose sight of that this is a skill and it can degrade over time if you don't do it regularly.
What are your plans for your flying? Do you see yourself climbing in a Mirage and flying off to a business meeting, that sort of thing?
That would be my dream. I would love to be able to be skilled enough to get into a Mirage and be capable enough to feel competent to go where I want and when I want. But I can get a sense for the feeling of freedom, for the feeling of just unconstrained joy of being up there in that cockpit and flying to any destination your heart desires to take you. And that's getting that spirit, that feeling, which is the moniker of our company, which is all about the freedom of flight, is something that I've been able to now participate in and can honestly say I understand the legendary moniker and where it comes from, and more importantly, I can feel what it means to some of our our customers.
Well, good luck with your strange new hobby there, Jim. I hope you'll keep us posted. That's Russ Niles on location in Lakeland, Florida, speaking with Piper CEO Jim Bass. Today's expanded coverage on AvWeb Audio from Lakeland, Florida, was brought to you by Oregon Aero, now offering the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with its new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep head and ears cool and dry. And by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full-spectrum noise reduction, clear audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. If you can't make it to Sun and Fun this year, let us be your eyes and ears as we publish a roundup of each day's activities supplemented with audio and video files to capture the full essence of a great event. Today's expanded audio coverage was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at Bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now from Oregon Aero. Look for another exciting audio report tomorrow, and for all the latest Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to AvWeb.com. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney reporting.